Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, I had a lot of fun yesterday, sitting there at the Dome, watching the Saints game. It's pretty tough. I mean, you can imagine how disappointed I am. You know, last week I said I thought the Saints were going to just kick the Falcons' ass. They didn't even pat the Falcons' ass. I mean, it was kind of bad. I mean, we're going to be honest about it. And I know I speak for a lot of Saints fans. It was not, it was just such a missed opportunity. We're going to get into that coming up a little later. I do hope you had a great weekend. Among other things, I went to NostalgiaCon over the weekend at the convention center. You know, it's amazing how many of our listeners are into anime, how many of our listeners are into things like the NostalgiaCon Fest or Comic-Con, all that kind of stuff. A lot of our listeners are into that stuff, and I respect all of you. One person who listens to the show said, thanks for being one of the reasonable people in the media. I appreciate that. He also said, so you're not into cosplay? No, I was wearing my regular clothes. I'm not into cosplay. But, I don't. You know, who's to say that the day might not come when I, you know, dress up as something? I'll tell you this. The young females who were there, who were into cosplay, the young females who dress for things like NostalgiaCon and Comic-Con, they are really, really sexy. But they're too young for me to think they're sexy. But they're wearing clothes that people their age would think is really sexy. And I mean, a lot of stuff is nothing illegal or anything like that, but a lot of stuff is, is kind of out there in the open. All right, so Tulane won. That's good. LSU won. It wasn't impressive, but LSU won. And then the Lane Kiffin drama continues. So what's going to happen with Lane Kiffin? We'll talk about that. ICE agents are coming to New Orleans. We're not exactly sure when at this point, but they're coming. New Orleans had a huge gathering, a second line parade event. It was an event to promote peace and life and denouncing violence. And it was packed. And any of you who participated in that, thank you. Thank you for standing up for peace. Thank you for standing up against violence. And thank you for proving all of the people who say, well, you know, they just don't even care, because you do care. And I know you care, and you know you care, and thank you for showing up and showing that you do care. Also, a Thursday after the show, I went to the board meeting of the Lakefront Management Authority. This is about live music at West End. And music at West End, you know, is part of my life for a long time. And you know, in the mid-80s, West End was just thriving. Apparently, there are two people. One across the levee in Lakeview, and the other in a condo nearby. And I think she moved in kind of recently. I don't think this person's been there forever. And somehow these two people have managed to shut down Felix's. And they did it kind of silently, and a lot of people don't know why Felix's doesn't have music. The Blue Crab still has music. But Felix's was shut down, and I don't think this is fair. I spoke to the board briefly said things that I have said here on the show, and I'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And one of the board members took something that I said totally wrong, and I do want to address that. So we're going to get into that this afternoon. All right, we are going to talk about the Saints. Oh, by the way, the whole case against former FBI Director James Comey, it's over. A judge has dismissed the case. Now, this is another example of how, you know, you can sue anybody for anything. You can charge somebody with something. But if you don't have anything to back it up, or if you don't have enough to back it up, it's not going to go through. And so, you know, it looks kind of silly that you're, you know, trying to seek revenge and the whole case gets thrown out. I would not want to be in the president's inner circle today. I just wouldn't be. I don't think he's in the best of moods. So let's see, what else do we have? The president is going after Jimmy Kimmel again, this time with jokes about the Epstein files. And, you know, look, a comedy is comedy. It's not Jimmy Kimmel's fault that the Epstein files are in the news. They're in the news. It's news. It's a big deal when it is uncovered that older men are having sex with underage girls. That's a pretty big deal in our society. And when something is a big deal and it's in the news on a regular basis, then, you know, it can be the target of jokes. So if you don't want those jokes, I mean, I don't really think you can do anything about it. But if you don't want those jokes, then I guess the best thing to do is to just, you know, release the files. But then there might be jokes about what's released. I mean, look, you know, comedy is based on some of the top issues. That's always been the case. Comedy is based on a lot of comedies based on the news. It's based on human behavior. And sometimes that's, you know, part of the news. Also, Doge is no longer. It's over. And I guess we can look back and realize that Doge was a political payback from the president to pay Elon Musk back for the, what, $280, $300 million that he gave the president to run his campaign. And this was a gesture to Elon Musk. And I guess Elon Musk got what he wanted out of it. But Doge, as great as this was supposed to be, it is no longer. And speaking of no longer, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene will no longer be in Congress. She's going to resign in January. And there are whispers that she's thinking about running for president. You know, you really got to wonder about who are the people around this woman telling her she should run for president. Now, look, I know strange things have happened, but I just can't imagine Marjorie Taylor Greene being any kind of viable candidate for president. But again, crazy things have happened. So, hey, from the standpoint of a talk show host, she wants to run for president. Good news for me. All right. If you have a comment about anything we talk about and you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Hey, thanks for doing the show for me Friday.
No problem.
I had to make another trip to Macomb, Mississippi, among other things, on Friday. So I spent another day in Macomb. And it was interesting. But, yeah, I don't mind taking a drive. And by the way, I want to correct myself, because I said the last time I went to Macomb a week or so ago, I guess it was a week ago, I said, you know, you start to see the fall foliage. You start to see the changing of the leaves.
Yes.
When you get off that raised, elevated portion of I-55 right before Ponchatoula. No, it's not until you get to Independence that you really start to see the foliage and the red and the yellow leaves. So it's a little further. It's past Ponchatoula, but about Independence, you start to see it. And if you're coming the other way, that's the last time you're going to see it, Independence, because you're not going to see that around the New Orleans area. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I saw the Saints game. I was in there. I was at the Dome yesterday as well.
Yeah,
I was pretty excited because I haven't been to the Dome to see a game in a minute.
Yeah.
But, wow, bad game. That bad bad times.
You know, I was in the first row, so I had a great vantage point of Blake Groupe practicing.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you what I captured on video, and I posted this. It is posted right now on Scoot on the Air Facebook. I posted a video of Groupe making it. He kicked the ball right into the net. He made it.
Well, I should hope he made it into the net.
Made it. He hit the net. It was all. It was pretty spectacular.
Wow.
Anyway, you can check that out. But I did it kind of as a joke because I did. Okay, he's getting ready to kick the ball. He's up to the ball. He kicked it. He got it in the net. Fantastic.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Blake.
And then I did a little bit outside the dome. Look, Ian, the table was set. The guests were invited. And the Saints failed to take advantage of an opportunity. They played terribly. The defense was kicking ass. But I'll tell you what happens. This is a team sport. And when the defense is busting their buns, and when the offense shuts down, that affects the defense. It discourages the defense. Subconsciously, whatever. You can't tell me it doesn't. It affects the defense. Also, the Saints' failure on offense did nothing but encourage the Falcons' offense. They weren't that great yesterday. The Falcons didn't have like a bunch of big plays. The Falcons were not that great. And then you look at the Bucs losing again. You know, if the Saints had won a few games that were close earlier this season, and if they would have won yesterday, the Saints might actually be in a position to win the division. You realize how close we are to actually maybe winning the division? We're not that far off. And so it's just, it's discouraging. And you know, when Blake Groupe, when he misses a field goal, it is discouraging. The Saints had it first and goal, one time from the 5-yard line, one time maybe from the 1, but they had first and goal 2 times. And they ended up with 3 points out of the 2 times. The fans don't deserve that. I know this is a rebuilding year, but the fans don't deserve that. And I'll tell you, I don't think fans are going to stand by for long and just sit there and watch this happen. I mean, rebuild. It's going to take a couple of years. But we need to see progress. And for the first time, I'm wondering if Kellen Moore is the right coach. I don't know. I'm not convinced at this point. I'm not convinced he's not. I'm not convinced he is. But the team was not psyched. The offense came out and they were limp. A home game after a big win on the road, and you come back to the dome and you're embarrassed in front of your hometown crowd. Tell me how that is acceptable for Saints fans who spend a lot of money going to games on concessions. They're throwing money in the coffers of the Saints. And it's sad to me. And I don't know. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me. But Groupe has not been consistent. And who made the decision? I brought this up in a video that I did right after the game outside the dome. Who made the decision to keep Groupe and to trade Will Lutz? Who made that decision? That was a terrible decision. It was a bad decision, but it was so typical of these kind of bad decisions. It's a bad decision. And I don't see how Groupe can stay on this team. But, you know how the Saints are. They might know that it's the right thing to do, but they might hang on to him. They might just keep him. that might just keep everything the way it is. And, you know, some coaches get 1 year. Not with the Saints. It'll probably be, you know, years. If Kellen Moore is not the right coach, it might take years to make a change. It shouldn't. If they really care about the fans, they would assess this and figure it out. Now, you know, you and I don't have the information that they had when they made that decision. Kellen Moore was a great offensive coordinator, but there are signs that somebody is going to be a good coach, a good head coach, or not a good head coach. And I've talked to you about the Peter Principle. It is a principle that was developed by a Dr. Lawrence Principle years ago, maybe the 70s. And the theory is that people almost inevitably tend to reach a point of being incompetent. You're very good at this level, so you get promoted. You're very good at that level, you get promoted. And this is particularly problematic within a bureaucracy structure. And then with longevity, you get promoted to another position. At some point, you reach the point of incompetence. You reach the point where you're no longer able to take on that the new assignment, the new duties of the new position that you have been promoted to. Dennis Allen, not head coach material, a good defensive coordinator. I am hoping and praying that Kellen Moore is a good head coach because we got him. But I wonder how much was looked into in terms of Kellen Moore really being a head coach. I'm not giving up on Kellen Moore, but I am starting to wonder if he is head coach material, because that was a golden opportunity the Saints had to come out there and to just reestablish dome field advantage, reestablish this dominance in the dome. And no team in the league is afraid to come into New Orleans and play football in the dome, as loud as we can be. They're not afraid, because the Saints don't do well. Well, I mean, they win a lot of games at home. And then I was also talking last week about the Saints coming off a bye. They don't always do well coming off a bye. You know, you're rested. Kellen Moore said the team, psych, they are ready to go. I didn't see it. I mean, a few good plays. That was it. Tyler Shuck didn't look sharp at all. And that's another problem. You know, I've talked about this too. You do really well 1 week, and then you go, wow, I did that great. Now I'm going to be better this week. If you try too hard to be better than you were last time, you're going to blow it, because you're trying too hard. Now, the offensive line, a major problem. And Tyler Shuck had no time. No time. And that's a problem. Maybe in the second half, with nothing working, maybe it was time to put in Spencer Rattler, because maybe he would be a better runner in situations where he didn't have time to pass. And again, I'm going to say this again, I don't think the Saints are using Taysom Hill properly. He's too predictable. The other team seems to know what the Saints are going to do with Taysom Hill. Now, he does get some good plays, but overall, I'm just being honest here. I love Alvin Kamara. I don't think this is Alvin Kamara at his best right now. If you want to join us with a comment, this great thing about talk radio, we can talk about things. And I'm so disappointed that they didn't take an opportunity to be up, to be really fired. I saw it with the defense. I didn't see it with the offense. And when the offense underperforms and the defense is kicking ass, over time, that discourages the defense. And then you've got a total Charlie Foxtrot. If you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And I'm sorry to report that this pioneer of pop reggae, Jimmy Cliff, has passed away at the age of 81. And this was one of Jimmy Cliff's big songs, The Harder They Come. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the Saints had a bad day. Tyler Shuck wasn't that great. Blake Group A, our place kicker, was really bad. In fact, when there was that intentional grounding call against Taysom Hill, it was 4th-and-15 on the 15. And when Group A came out to kick the ball, he was booed loudly by the crowd. And I mean, I hate that happens to an individual, but I mean, that's what you sign up for. But, you know, these were not long field goals. These were field goals that he should have made. And he's missed a lot recently. He's even missed a few extra points. And that just can't be acceptable. And Will Lutz, the person that we had a chance to keep, but we traded away Will Lutz to keep Blake Group A. I don't remember exactly what was going on that caused that to be such a black and white decision to somebody. But the decision to keep Group A and trade Lutz was a bad decision, unless it had something to do with money. But Will Lutz is just kicking ass with Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. And you know, when somebody misses a field goal, it's defeating. I mean, it's like stabbing the defense. It's like stabbing the defense in the heart. You know, they work their butts off, and then the offense comes down, and they do the right thing. At least they get in a position. I mean, they shouldn't be scoring touchdowns, but if it comes down to a field goal, I mean, that's demoralizing to the team when it happens. And it happens, you know, not once, but when you can't depend on a field goal kicker to make reasonable kicks, you got a kicking problem. And I think they need to replace Group A. I mean, I think they need to find another kicker. I mean, I hate to say that, but I right now, would you trust him to go out and kick a 43-yard field goal? I mean, you can't. And it seems like the more pressure, the worse it is. I would like to think the Saints have sports psychiatrists or psychologists to talk to players. Because there's something in Group A's head right now. And sometimes stuff gets in a player's head. And they're just having a hard time doing the job that they're capable of doing because of what's in their head. And so I just, I found yesterday to be just really, really discouraging, because the Saints had an opportunity to come out on fire in the dome, at home, after a big win on the road. And what happened? They were totally flat, except for the defense in the beginning. And I think the defense, you know, lost faith in the offense, and the defense was discouraged as time went on. And you can't be missing those gimme field goals. All right, if you have a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go uptown to Christopher. Christopher, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing today?
I could be better, but I'm okay. I'm not going to let it, you know, I don't make any less money if they win or lose, so, you know, I'm not going to get too down about it.
Yeah, I believe Mickey Loomis is a whole problem with the team. He's horrible trades. He's let the team get old. And I just think he's past his time, and it's time to move on from him.
Well, the problem is the person who could make that decision was told by her dying husband to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But here's something interesting to think about, Christopher. It's not what Tom Benson said to his wife then. Gail Benson has to figure out, and I know she's not going to hear this show on her own, and I'm sure that Dennis Lauscher or Mickey Loomis or somebody is sitting next to her if she were to ever hear this show. But what Gail Benson has to ask herself is not what her husband Tom told her then, because the situation with the Saints was different then than it is now. But what would he say today? What would Tom Benson say about the situation today? And I learned that, and I forgot who took over, but somebody who was in charge of Disney, they were talking about whether or not they should introduce alcohol at Disneyland, Disney World, because alcohol was not part of the Magic Kingdom, and they were talking about whether or not it should be allowed in some of the other parks. And this CEO stood up and said, look, if Walt were alive today, he would see the wisdom in serving alcohol in these other parks. So it's not what somebody tells you at the time. It's what would Tom Benson do today? That's what Gail Benson needs to figure out.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And as a season ticket holder, I don't think I'm going to renew my tickets next year. I just thought they would move on from Mickey Loomis, and that just... it doesn't seem like it's ever going to happen.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's all Mickey Loomis, but I know that somebody's making these decisions, and the person who's making these decisions might not be a person that has a lot of knowledge about football. Honestly, there were some good decisions that have been made over the years, but you know, sometimes you get distracted. I don't know what's going on. I'm not blaming Mickey Loomis, but somebody needs to be held accountable for these decisions that have been made on draft choices. And, you know, why do you keep Group A and get rid of Will Lutz when Will Lutz is doing a much better job than Blake Group A? I know because they're human, you can't always predict, you know, who's going to be the better one in the future. But there are indications, and it seemed like Will Lutz was kind of proven and Group A was not. And, you know, Group A was good in the beginning, but now I think something is in his head, and he's having a hard time hitting the ones that he needs to hit. But Christopher, you're not the only one that has brought this up, and I do appreciate the call. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to text us or call us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. We're talking about the Saints game yesterday, and also I will tell you that the special teams don't seem to be so special. Really not so special. And, oh, by the way, I loved the all-black uniforms and the black helmets. I think that's the first time they've done that. But, man, that looks so sharp. All black, black helmets, all white, white helmets. Those are the Saints' best uniforms. That's my opinion. The other thing is the Saints had a number of like fourth and one or fourth and really short, and they turned the ball over. I mean, they had fourth and one, like on the 1 yard line, and they didn't get it. Why can't we figure out how to do the push-tush? The tush-push. Yes, the tush-push. Why can't we figure out how to do that? Kellen Moore was the Eagles' offensive coordinator when the Eagles perfected the tush-push. I mean, it's just a matter of meat. I mean, it's just a matter of meat pushing the tush. and just pushing people. Why, I mean, why can't we perfect that? I don't know. A lot of questions, but it just, this hurt because of the opportunity that was blown. And I'm not demanding that the Saints win. It's rebuilding. But I do expect a better effort. And every Saints fan can expect a better effort. And as far as Blake Groupie is concerned, if he were not the Saints kicker starting today or tomorrow, I'd be happy. Yeah, you sure did, Blake. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pretty well. Yeah, you know, I get we're starting over. I get it. But at this point in the season of starting over, this should not happen. The Saints are in the NFL just like other teams. Fourth quarter, 17-7 Falcons lead. Third and one. Saints run the ball. Fourth and one. Taysom Hill barely got it. It's first and goal from the 5-yard line. Shuck ran around the left end. He was short. It's second and one from the one. Taysom Hill is in. High snap over his head. He threw it away. Intentional grounding. It's fourth and 15 from the 15. And I think that was the field goal that Groupe made. But he was booed when he came in. I mean, fans don't trust him. I don't trust him. Let's go to Chili and Gentilly, which it isn't. Chili, welcome to the show. All right, did we lose Chili? All right, we lost Chili. All right, let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Hey, Mike, welcome to WWL. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, wait, Scoop.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Hey, man, look. Bottom line is, Mickey Loomis' fingerprints are on everything. You know, and for Ms. Benson to come out and say that it's absolutely ridiculous for us to be called, for him to be relieved of his duties, you know, that's like saying that we can't call balls strikes. We can't call balls balls and strikes strikes. Okay, he's got to go. You know, Groupie, his fingerprints was, he made a decision for Groupie. He made the decision over Dennis out, and on and on and on. The way this team has performed the last 2-3 years, there's no way you could tell me that Tom Benson wouldn't have stepped in by now.
Well, see, that is the key, and I thought about this yesterday. It's not what Tom Benson said when he was just about to pass away. It's not what he said to Gail Benson, his loving wife, at the time.
At the time.
She has to figure out what would he say today about the way the fans are feeling about the Saints.
Totally agree. There's no way. With this team performing like this, there's no way that man wouldn't have been accepted in by now and made a decision about Mickey Loomis. You know, I mean, his fingerprints is over it's on everything. You know, and Grouper should have got released. He shouldn't even, I don't think he won a job in preseason.
I mean, these are not the first field goals he's missed, and he's missed a couple of extra points too.
No, there's that. You could see he was a weak field goal kicker, and you know this was coming. You know it was coming, but against Atlanta, I mean that's the last team he could afford to miss crucial kicks with. I mean those 6 points were crucial.
Yeah.
It was actually three, because when they decided to go for it and didn't make it, well, the only reason why they didn't go for it because they were scared he was going to miss out.
Yeah. Why don't we do the tush push?
Oh, shit.
Why don't we do that? I mean, it works.
It don't work for everybody. But a couple of teams, maybe a couple of teams.
Well, we don't have enough meat. We don't have enough meat to put behind those guys to just push the tush.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You know what else I didn't like? For them to hand the ball for Neil to be so productive, and when they got down in the red zone, that ball didn't get one touch of that ball.
Hmm. I didn't notice
right. He never touched the ball. You know what I'm saying? As effective as he was between the 220s, when they got in the red zone, they didn't give him one touch.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, that doesn't seem right. Mike, look, this is the frustration that we have rebuilding. It's the frustration that we have rebuilding. But, there at this point in the season, even in a rebuilding year, there should be more progress. There should be a little more consistency than we're seeing. The Falcons were not that great yesterday, and the Saints should have beaten them. And when you take a look at our division, if the Saints would have won a couple of the games that they were close to winning, but they lost, we might even be in the hunt to win the division, because now we're seeing some flaws in the Tampa Bay Bucs. All right, let's go to Chili and Gentilly. Hey, Chili.
Hey, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of things. One is Groupie should be gone by now.
Yeah.
I mean, there shouldn't have been any doubt. He should have been gone after that football game. Should have been announced and said, hey,
yeah, you know, I agree.
He should be gone. Okay, the other thing is, you asked about Will Lutz. Not only Will Lutz, but you should ask about Thomas Morstead, too. We've had trouble punting the football. Why we got rid of those two guys? I think it has something to do with the fact that Sean Payton retired from the ball club. It had to be something like that. My other comment is this, and I've phoned in before and put this up to you, was Gail Benson is not a football mind.
Right.
Mickey Loomis is in her ear, and there is no one there to tell her, look, you know, you need a change. This guy is responsible for most of the moves. Look at the number one picks. Trevor Penny is gone.
Yep.
The guy that they had, the number one pick on defense, was a defensive end. They traded it away. It just doesn't. And as far as the tush push goes, our offensive line isn't good enough.
You get the other people behind it. Get guys behind them. Bring in some defensive guys.
Well, I think we got those guys would be our tight ends, because they're the next biggest guys, and Juwan Johnson's probably the biggest guy. It's just not going to happen. As far as Taysom Hill goes, look, I love Taysom Hill.
But
he is absolutely predictable every time they bring him into the football game.
So where is our great offensive genius that we hired? I mean,
he's only as good as the offensive players.
And I'm not giving up on Kellen Moore, but I am starting to wonder whether or not he is a head coach. I mean, right now, I don't know. I'll give him a chance. Just like I guess we all should give him a chance. But, you know, again, this is a business, and they need to make the customers and the fans happy. Really sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day in 1991, Freddie Mercury died at the age of 45. A big loss. One incredible singer. He died from complications from the AIDS virus. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we will be right back on this Monday afternoon on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1968, Diana Ross and the Supremes knocked the Beatles' Hey Jude out of the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100 with this song, Love Child, all about a love child. Yeah, there's, you know, too many of those around there. And unfortunately, sometimes they're not even loved. All right, we're going to continue with this this conversation. Talk about the Saints game yesterday. And Group A should not be our place kicker. They need to replace him, I think, immediately. Also, the Lane Kiffin drama continues. Are they handling that right? And we'll also talk a little bit about the meeting at the lakefront concerning music at West End.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.